So Chevra Ramam is holding Shvuah Shechalba of the Heilige Yantav, Habalin L'Toiva, Bez Hashem Yisbarach on Wednesday night, Purim. Very much looking forward, very excited. Even this past Matzei Shabbos, usually when Shabbos ends, it's a big down. It's a deflating time. Going back into the week after a very beautiful Shabbos. This Matzei Shabbos, right after Ma'ariv, Ramam was like, so excited, so b'simcha, thinking, okay, we're in the week of Purim, Shavuot Shechalba. But the emphasis is we have to prepare. To really gain the most from Purim, we have to prepare. We just go into Purim, we come and we dance and we enjoy, and simcha just for the day. But with the proper preparation to understand what we can take out of the day and some of the yesoidus of the day, the Purim that can be taken into the entire year. Everyone's invited over Purim, obviously. Very much looking forward. So we all know that Esther Amalka invites Achashverosh and invites Haman to these parties, to these sudas, which on the surface we have to understand what they're all about. It's very hard to understand why she's inviting Haman, and the Gemara goes through all different reasons why she's inviting Haman. And the Parakeh in the Megillah, the Pasuk says, Vayete Haman Bayom U Samech V'Tov Lev. That Haman left, and he was Besimcha, and he had Tov Lev. Vayete Haman Bayom U Samech V'Tov Lev. What does this mean, V'Tov Lev? Does it just mean that he was so Besimcha, that he was by this Suda, by this party, having a good time? Is that something very Gashmias, something very physical? So the Medrash Rabbah in Rus Rabbah Parakei Tesvav, by Boaz we find a very similar lashon. By Yoicha Boaz, by Yesh, by Yitav Libo. He also by Yitav Libo. His heart was good. Tov Lev. And there are different ideas in the Medrash, but one of the ideas is Shaasak B'Divrei Torah. He was learning Torah. Shenemar Tov Li Torah Picha Me'Alfei Zav Chesef. Toivli Taras Picha. Toivli Taras Picha. So here, Vayita of Libo is Torah. Sha'asak bidvei Torah, ki lakach Toiv, Nasati lacham Torasi. Toiv is Torah, Toiv Libo is referring to Asak b'Torah. What does that mean for Haman? What does that mean for Haman? Can we say by Haman also here, Vitov Lev is talking about Torah? That Haman was Isaac B'Torah, we do know B'nei Bonav shall Haman Isaac B'Torah in B'nei Brak, that we do know. Shmuel Bashilas. But what does it mean that Haman was Sameach B'Tov Lev? How do you have that Tov Lev? So the Kedushas Levi, the Berditcher, has an amazing approach to what was going on, to understand what it means that Haman with Tov Lev, what the whole entire idea of Esther Amalka inviting Haman to these parties was all about. The Jalevi explains as follows. I'll read it to you inside. It's in his Drushim L'Purim, page Shin Lam Zayin. It's interesting. I was noticing his Drushas for Purim, Drushim L'Purim. Everyone knows the Kedushas. In this Drushim, they start on page Shin Lamed Vav, 336, which is exactly Gematria Purim. Very interesting that that's where they start. Everything is Siyat Dishmaya. So he says as follows, Dene Yisrael Am Kedusho, when it comes to Me Yisrael, our holy nation, each and every one of us, HaChayos Shalem Ebore Baruch Hu Yisbarach, our whole existence, our whole chiyus comes from Hashem. Misitra de Kedusha. Misitra de Kedusha, from a very holy side, from a very holy place. V'Rasham v'Umos. When it comes to Rasham and the Umos, they also come from the Eibishter, but they call Misitra. Achiyah Shalem, Misitra Achra. From the other side. We don't want to say Tumah, but that's what it is. Not the Sitra de Kedusha, Sitra Achra. And listen to this line. when tzaddikim want to break down the Rishayim, when Esther of Malka wants to break down a Haman, what do we do? What does tzaddikim do? Lahaviyam l'sitra d'kedusha. We bring the Rasha to the Kedusha. We bring the Rasha and fill the Rasha with the Kedusha. And what happens? The Rasha can't hold it, can't bear it, can't, and the Rasha basically just bursts from the Kedusha. The Kedusha is too much for the Rasha to bear. Because the Rasha is so full of Sitra Achra, so full of Tumah. So too as Esther Malka. If you look in the Gemara, that tough Tezva of Mabez, in Megillah, it says, why did Esther invite Haman to this party? So one of the answers, to fulfill the pasuk in Mishlei, in Perchav Hei, Pesukim Chav Al, Chav Beis, Imrav Sonecha Achilahu, Lechem. If your enemy is hungry, feed him bread. Vimtzomei Hashkeu Mayim. And if he's thirsty, give him water. What's pshat? Why am I feeding my enemies? So we have to understand it's foul. That's what the Gemara says. That's the pasuk in Mishlei. Esther Malka was trying to destroy Haman HaRasha through these parties. How so? Let's understand. So we understand that a tzaddik or a tzaddikis is trying to destroy the tumah, the rasha, through kedusha and through somehow feeding at these parties. Why? What's the kedusha there? And how these parties, va'itav libo, is somehow Torah. What does that mean? How does this all make sense? What's going on here? A lot of questions, right? So now let's put it together. But the Ummah Zaholam, by the other nations, spoken about this before, they understand a sense of spirituality, an idea of ruchnias and holiness. But they only understand that in context of the abstinence. When it comes to, I'm going to completely abstain from the physical world and be fully spiritual. The hierarchies by the religions abstain from physical relationships and different physicalities, are living on very far off places and living alone and badad yeshe mechutz l'machne a little bit, right? We're not into that so much. That's a punishment. That's for those who are not coexisting with society. We understand, as Yidden, that the avodah of every person is to be mole ruchnias in everything that we do. When we're mole ruchnias in a base medrash, in a base nesas, when we're davening, when we're learning, and we're mole ruchnias, we're full spirituality, when we're eating, when we're drinking, when we're in work, when we're hanging out with friends, everything that we're doing, we're one with Hashem. Shaviz Hashem Nagisomit. And we elevate every aspect of our life to Kedusha. And the place where you see that in the grandest of ways is when we eat a Suda. A meal is full of Gashmis. And so the Ummah Zaholam, a meal is physical life. This has nothing to do with God. This is my enjoyment, my eat, drink, and be merry. We, when we eat, first I sit down and I make a Bracha Rishoyna. And I thank the Rabbanu Shalom and recognize this will come from him. And then I eat like a mensch, slowly. And then I don't eat like a glutton too much. And then I make a bracha achrona. Again, having akar tatov for all that the Rabbanu Shalom just did for me. And also, as I'm sitting at the table, if one of Mekayim, as the Mishnah and Avos says, I'm going to learn a little Torah even at the table. And I'm going to bring the Rabbanu Shalom there as well. Whatever it might be, I'm Mekadesh even my physical life in a beautiful way. Now, by the Ummah Zaholam, they don't understand that type of Kedusha. By the Ummah Zaholam, that's a physical world. We know the Ummah Zaholam, they could bring a carbon. What type of carbon could they bring? The only carbon they could bring, carbon oila. They can bring a carbon shlamim. They can bring a carbon that they also enjoy, that they eat as well. They don't understand elevating Gashmias l'Kedusha. They understand kulo ruchni, fully for Hashem. And ola, burnt completely to God. My life in my temple, in my church, is a different life than my life in my home. No two will coexist. We, it's all one. My house itself is a mikdash ma'at. V'azuli mikdash v'shechanti b'soichem. My shul is a mikdash, my base medrash is a mikdash, and my house is a mikdash. To Esther Malka, you hear Chevra, she makes these sudas where she's going to eat, papikdush of tara, which is the ultimate kodesh kedashim, to show the Rabbanu Shalom with me every moment. And she invites Haman, Sitra Acher, the Rasha, to show him this form of Kedusha that will overpower him. That he'll burst from that Kedusha. As the Kedusha's Levi says, L'shaver Hashem, as my freedom of Sami Sitra Hashem, L'aviyam L'sitra to Kedusha. And that's why that was the Torah being lived at that moment. The Lashon, by the way, Rish Rabbah, is not Lilmo Torah. She'osak with Divrei Torah. We're dealing with Torah. Every moment we're dealing with Torah. It's an asek b'Torah. When I eat in a particular way, b'kedusha v'tara. And she as well. And therefore, Haman walked away. He was instilled with that kedusha, but in a way that he couldn't handle. And it was ultimately his downfall, because the kedusha was so strong. We see similarly, I think I've shared before, in Mitzrayim, by Makas Choshech, the Heligan and Siva Shalom brings down from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, that what was Choshech? It doesn't make any sense. It says by Choshech, by the Yidden, it was, they had Or, they had light. By all the Makos we know, the Makos were only for the Mitzrayim, not for the Yidden. But by most Makos, it makes sense. I mean, it's a miracle, but it makes sense. You could be in one place, and the hail's not falling there. The rain has to stop somewhere. And even if, okay, Chvesich was an amazing miracle. You're drinking from one kais, and half would be water, half would be blood. But, okay, we understand what that means even. What does it mean that it was light for the Jews and darkness for the Mitzrayim? In the same exact place. So a Jew walks into the Egyptian house. It's pitch dark for a Mitzri. It's light for a Jew. What does that mean? Does it mean the Jews had x-ray vision? What does it mean? How could you have the same exact circumstance, light and dark, for different people? So comes along the Nesiv Shalom, the Slan Rebbe, and he says unbelievably, he says that darkness, Choshech, wasn't darkness at all. It was the greatest of lights. The Or HaGana is being brought into the world again. That ultimately, when the light is so bright, such a spiritual light that's so bright, what happens when you imagine you stare at the sun for a long time? Ultimately, it becomes blinding. The light can create darkness. It's too light. I can't handle it. So for the Mitzrayim, that spiritual light was so grand, was so special. To them, it was darkness. To them, it froze them. To the Yidden, it was Or. It was light. By the way, that's also why he explains 4/5 of the Jews died during that time. Those were the Yidden that also couldn't handle the Ruchnias. In a very different way, because they're supposed to be able to handle the Ruchnias. Their neshama is left, and they couldn't handle it because the Ruchnias was so big, because that's what the Or HaGanas did. That's what the Or HaGanas did. So we see as well that there's a way to destroy Tumah, and destroy that which is holding us back, that which is our Yetzirah. By what? By just filling it with Kedusha. And that's what Esther Malka was doing with Haman. And we have to understand that so is true for us as well. Every single one of us, we're always trying to grow, we're trying to work on ourselves, and we have our battles. Our nisyonos in Taiva, nisyonos in Gashmias, our nisyonos in Atzlus. And very often when we try to take them straight on, and try to really work on them, and try to really be mitaking them, so it's a constant war and a constant battle. We're good for a few days, then we fall, and I'm good for a few days, then I fall, and it's like a lifelong battle. And the war never ends. And that's because for many of us, we're not able to be matzliach when it comes to that natural way of thinking of sur meira ve'asei tov. That first and foremost, I have to remove the bad and then I can do good. But here we're learning from the Kedushas Levi a whole new derech. And others explain like this derech as well. That there's a sur meira al yidei asei tov. That I remove the bad through just doing more and more good. Throwing myself into Kedusha and just fill myself up with so much Kedusha that any Tumah and any Yetzirah and any Taiva, it just bursts from the amount of Kedusha. So yeah, I could have one area that I'm working on and trying and battling and back and forth, or I could say, you know what, I'm not even going to think about it for now. I'm just going to fill myself with so much Kedusha. I'm going to fill myself with Torah, fill myself with Tefillah, fill myself that I'm so Kaddish that Taiva I'm having, that Atzlus that I was portraying, it's pasnish. I just can't do it anymore because I've risen to such a height that it just falls by the wayside. Because I'm so Kaddish. I've connected to Hashem in such a way. That's not me. I can't be me anymore. And I never even had to work on that. I think I shared this with you before, but it's worth repeating just to understand the Yisod. I'll never forget the first year at the Schus, many years already, the first year at the Schus to go alone to Eretz Yisrael in January to visit Talmidim. It was January of 2005. The years before that, I went with my family and still visited them. January 2005 was the first time I went alone to visit Talmidim. I remember standing by the Kaisel with a particular Talmud, and he said to me, Rebbe, I'm learning, I'm davening, I'm working on different things, but like, I want to become Shomer Negiyah. How do I do that? The guy at the time had a girlfriend, so it's a lot more difficult when you have that by your side. It's a whole other parasha. And he tells me all the different tactics and all the different things he's been trying, and he's good for a week, and then that falls, and good, and falls, and all different types of avoidas. I looked at him, I said, listen to me, let me ask you something. You're learning, you're davening very nice, good, you're growing, I see, beautiful, beautiful. Tell me, you're learning any Sefer Musar? No, I'm not learning any Musar right now. Learning Gemara, I just start learning Mesil Shasharim every day, 20 minutes to half hour every day, just Mesil Shasharim. Slowly, think about it, build your Shemayim through the Sefer Musar. You're going to see, do that, Bez Hashem, you do that, in about 2 months, you'll be Shomer Negiah. And you're never going to have to make the decision. Because you'll be just so one with Hashem, and so close to Hashem, and build such a Kesher El Hashem, and think about Chayvah Zadom Lamo in the proper way, that it'll be pasnish. You can't bring yourself. You're a Kaddish Negiah, you're going to bring yourself to do such a thing? You can't. You've built so much Kedusha, where the Tumah just becomes destroyed. And that's our Avodah. And that's the Avodah of Purim. As Esther and Malka seemingly defeated Kedusha Levi, saying defeated Haman in such a way. And what's our Avodah on Purim? Our Avodah on Purim just mole ruchnius. In our davening, in our learning, in our gashmis as well. Through our sudas Purim, through the drinking on Purim, through whatever way we're living through Purim. To be mole, do it all b'kedusha v'tahara. I'm not going to get into it right now, we don't have the time. This is about, should you drink, should you not drink? Obviously, our pais came in every way. But there's no question. If it is done, it's done b'kedusha, in a way that you're showing that every element of my life I'm filling with kedusha, which is the ultimate kedusha, to elevate all the gashmis to kedusha, and then you destroy all the tumah and is by the side, and that's what we carry into the year as well. We carry into the year a Purim Dikah year where I just continue to grow in Kedusha, just work on that. I end my Purim Kimu V'Kibla Yudim, Kimu Mashi Kibla Kavar, a new Kabbalah Zatorah. A new Kabbalah Zatorah because there's a new connection to Ruchnias and Kedusha. And in the schuz of that new connection to Kedusha and to Ruchnias, anything else falls by the side. There is no more Amalek, there is no more Haman, there are no more difficulties. Because I've filled my with Kedusha, the Tumah can't exist amongst all the Kedusha. Be'ez Hashem is Baruch. We should all be Zoicha. To Sur Meira, Vada Sur Meira, Al Yidei Ha'ase Tov, through connecting to all the Toiv. What's the Tov? Ain Toiv Hela Torah, we just said. As the Rus Rabba says, Be Isik B'Torah. Be Isik B'Torah means, yes, to learn Torah, but to live Torah every single moment. We should be zecha to learn Torah, to live Torah, to have a Heliga, beautiful Purim that we carry into the year, that the entire year should be a Purim Dikah year.